verging on illegal, yet feeling strangely regal as she reaches for her nightgown again. Then descending by the back stairs, she hopes to God there's no one there. She runs into the darkness and then across to greet her lover, who plays it slightly rougher than her husband, who by now is fast asleep. And safe within his arms again, succumbing to his charms again, she wonders if she's wading in too deep. The flushed emotion on her skin, and every move he's making to increase her frantic quaking, though it doesn't show the turmoil that's within. And later, nearer morning, she leaves him without warning of the fact that she may not be back again. And verging on illegal, yet feeling strangely regal, makes breakfast for the monarch of her glen.